Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, July 28th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Augusta, Georgia. One piece of malware keeping incident handlers busy is the Angler exploit kit. Daniel now took a closer look at how this Angler exploit kit is hosted and found out that there are certain providers that seem to attract this exploit kit, in part also because they make it very easy to change the IP address of a virtual machine without necessarily having to start all over again. Typically cloud-based providers, we have a virtual machine that you can move around between data centers, for example, also where it is very fast to provision a new virtual image. Daniel also notes that he observed the bad guys actually testing hosting providers, and if they find that this particular hosting provider is not very responsive to abuse complaints, for example, or slow in reacting, that then they make this particular provider their main hosting provider for their exploit kit. And if you're using Android, or even if not, you probably heard by now about the StageFright vulnerability. Now, StageFright is the name of a media library used by Android since version 2.2, and it does suffer from a number of remote code execution vulnerabilities. Now, this is nothing really that exciting, first of all, nothing that new media libraries are notorious for being vulnerable to various buffer overflows and the like. The problem here is that this media library is directly exposed to an attacker via the MMS, the multimedia messaging system. So all it takes to exploit this vulnerability is for someone to send you an image as an instant message. There is no need for the user to actually open an image or open a file or click on anything. The exploit happens right there as you receive this image. At this point, Google is aware and has released a patch for the problem. And actually, Mozilla's Firefox browser used the same library and was also vulnerable, also has been patched. The problem with the Android side is that pretty much all phones out there right now are still vulnerable because these patches have not yet been pushed out by manufacturers to users. Not a lot of details at this point how the exploit exactly works. There are some CVE numbers. This is yet another kind of teaser to Black Hat, where further details will be released. And Windows 10 attempts to finally get biometrics a little bit better by adding support for Intel's RealSense technology. RealSense essentially a 3D camera that can now be found in a couple of high-end notebooks. Now, supposedly by the end of the year, a standalone USB camera that supports technology is supposed to be available. The initial tests show that just a simple flat printout or so off the face will no longer suffice to fool these cameras. And in Windows 10, as long as your laptop does support this technology, you may be able to use it to actually log in to your system. All of this is part of Windows Hello, which is sort of the new login framework that will arrive with Windows 10 at the end of this week. And Valve Software, the company behind the Steam gaming engine, had to redo its password reset. Apparently, for the last week or so, it became known that if you reset your password with Valve, you will receive an email with a reset code, but turns out you actually don't have to enter that reset code. If you leave the reset window just empty, you will still be able to reset your password. So pretty simple and embarrassing flaw here in this reset mechanism that in particular over the last weekend was widely exploited after it became known that this is how this password reset feature worked. Probably important lesson here that when you develop test cases for software, that you certainly do have to include some of these unusual input cases, like where you don't insert anything, not just inserting the wrong key. Well, that's it for today. Remember, if you're in Augusta, Georgia, I'll be talking at the ISSA meeting tonight. That's Tuesday. So just Google Georgia ISSA for details. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.